Sweet Sweet Garbage is a podcast in which two women, Jenna Redding and Bailey von Schneider, take a look back at some of their favorite garbage films and television. Knowing them as we do, we have to ask the question, why do they find themselves enamored with this trash? Not only that, why do we ourselves root for the problematic woman? We love a good crazy stalker, male or female. Why is Bailey okay with the idea of Penn Badgley stalking her? Why does Jenna want to single white female every person she meets? Can they be feminists and still enjoy these indulgences? Let's find out.
Okay, guys, welcome back to this week's episode of Sweet Sweet Garbage. This week, we're still on our evil kids kick. And what better way to go about that than with the Elijah Wood and Macaulay Culkin movie, The Good Son, from 1993. So yeah, Bailey, do you want to go into a little synopsis of that?
Yeah, so following his mother's death, Mark is sent to Maine to visit his aunt and uncle while his father goes on a business trip to Tokyo. Mark meets his cousin Henry, and the two quickly form a friendship. However, Henry shows signs of violent behavior that begin to worry Mark.
So, I'll say this. This was like probably... Well, I did see this when I was younger. I was probably 10 or 11. And you know, everybody knows Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, wow. So like the same age as them.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think they're... I mean, they're like... You know, well, yeah, the same age as their characters, yeah. Because, I mean, aren't they like 9 or 10 years older than us?
Oh, well, they're way older than us. But, like, watching it as, like, an 11, 12-year-old, seeing, like, an 11, 12-year-old doing all this stuff, it's like, oh, okay.
No, that's true. It's true. Because I remember, though, because, like, we all know Macaulay Culkin, though, from, like, Home Alone and, you know, Richie Rich. Like, he's always, like, the iconic, you know, he's very well known. And I guess if you think about it, like, in Home Alone, he is a little bit of a sociopath. Like, nobody talks about it, yeah, but he's, like, a little psycho.
It's true. Like, the whole time I'm, like, watching this, I'm like, I feel like it's Kevin McAllister. If Kevin McAllister was just, like, Kevin McAllister's, like, a little shit. But if Kevin McAllister was, like, actually a sociopath, like, it would be this character. Like,
right,
a rich
right.
white kid, you know. That if his just parents no left him home alone, he just murdered them all on the way back instead of just being excited that they came back.
Right, right. He's like, no, you're no longer welcome in my domain, and then just yeah, off
this
them
my
all.
House now?
Yeah. But yeah, yeah. It's him playing the evil little kid, and Elijah Wood is such a little sweetheart. He just seems so, lost and confused by everything. And, like, you just want to take care of him.
Like, his mother just died, and he's like, oh my god, it's just so sad. And then he goes to live there, and yeah. What's interesting about this, though, is I feel like movies like this are usually, like, set up in the way of, like, The Orphan was, with, like, the outsider comes into the home and wreaks havoc in the home, versus, like, the home already having this, like, evil entity, like, in it, which I think is kind of interesting.
Right. No, it's true. It doesn't, it does play with the form a little bit. I didn't even think about that, but you're right, because it is always... It's always, like, a mysterious stranger or, you know, someone who, yeah, is introduced into the family. Not the inciting incident isn't just that, like, someone comes to stay with them. You know what I mean? But, yeah, in this one, it is that.
Yeah, and what's kind of interesting about this, though, is that, like, clearly he's done bad things. We, like, learn that he's the reason that, like, his little brother, like, drowned. And, like, we see... But it's interesting that, like... I don't know. It's, like, once... Mark comes into the equation, it's sort of like a catalyst for him to, like, act out even more, because he sort of sees Mark getting, like, attention that he would, because it's like, at this point, it's like, okay, so he tries to kill his sister, but why hasn't he tried to kill his sister, like, a couple years before, when he's already killed his brother? Is it like he sees the male influence sort of as, like, what's taking away, like, if another man boy comes into the equation, he's gonna act out, versus, like, he doesn't see the sister as a threat until, like, Mark sort of is like, are you going to hurt her? And, like, he sort of sees, like, Mark bond with the little sister, and he begins to get jealous. So it's kind of an interesting, like, what's going on in his mind, really.
Yeah, and I will say, Macaulay Culkin, he's a scary little fucking kid. He's really terrifying. There were some parts where he would just, no expression on his face, and I was like, what
oh, yeah, the it's, hell? He's actually really good in this. Like, his voice, too, like, really works well for this, because it's, like, seemingly sweet, but he, like, speaks sort of, like, in a like, a very monotone way at the same time, though, where it's, like, all, like... Like, I don't know, it just comes off, and it's, like, the way he sounds, like, that's how he sounds as Kevin, and I don't think I just registered it as creepy until, like, this movie.
Right, because I think, you know, with Home Alone, it is, everything in that is done for laughs, like, everything is, like, super funny in, like, a cartoon sort of way, so it's really after the fact.
And we understand that there are bad guys
in that. Yeah, like, actual,
like, you know,
bad
we understand
guys.
That, like, Kevin is, like, yeah, the, like, 10-year-old boy that's alone, and there's two grown men trying to break into his home. Like, we understand this is bad, and even if he's doing these horrible things, we're like, well, they're trying to break into his house. And at points, they're like, we're going to kill him. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, we're like, no, go for it, Kevin.
Do all these horrible things.
Yeah.
But when Elijah Wood is nothing but the sweetest, most angelic looking...
The most adorable.
I just never realized how angelic...
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh my god, he was so freaking cute. Like, shoot.
That's what's so interesting about this movie is that both of them, they're so adorable. They're so... And you know, and with... hold on. With Henry, his character, you know, obviously his, like, cute looks and, like, his, you know, kind of manners are, you know, he uses it as a weapon. So it's interesting to see that against, yeah, Elijah Wood, who's just very open, very, very adorable, you know?
Yeah, like, Elijah Wood is, like, an actual cute 12-year-old boy
right.
versus the sociopath. Like, everything about Henry is screams sociopath. Like, he uses his politeness. He uses mm-hmm. his cuteness, like... And he knows he's polite, he knows he's cute, and he knows these are the things that he can do to manipulate adults. That's why when Henry, like, that's why when, like, Mark comes out screaming, like, he's psychotic.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, what? No, he's not. Like, you're clearly the problem here
right.
because everything was fine, and then you came into the picture, and now you're saying that, like, oh, like, Henry's acting out? No, like, you're the factor here that wasn't here before.
So it is funny then, again, to bring up what you said about how usually the villain is, like, the new person and nobody pays attention to that.
Yeah.
But in this movie, that's the first thing they say. They're like, wait a second, you just got here. What's your deal? You know, and they've...
Yeah, maybe you're the problem.
Your mom just died, so, like, you're crazy.
But there's just, like, certain things that he does that are just, like, huge red flags. Like, even, like, the subtle things. Like, when they're smoking and it's like, oh, Elijah Wood's like, well, that gives you cancer. And he's like, well, you're going to die anyway. So, like, just, like, even, like, the little things. Or, like, his fascination with this well and being like, I'll push you down it if you, like, try to do anything to me. I'm like, who says that? Like,
seriously.
Pretty much unprovoked. Like, he says something... like, really off color about, like, Mark's dead mother. And then Mark is like, if you do that, I'm gonna punch you. Like, that's what a 12-year-old boy says. Like, I'm gonna punch you. He's like, you do that, I'm gonna throw you down this fucking well. I'm like, no,
yeah,
that's
right?
not what 12-year-old
like,
boys
wow.
do.
Okay, you just escalated it to a million.
Yeah.
Calm down, Henry.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I do think they also did a good job, though, of, like, you know, some of the pranks they did. Like, it did kind of have, like, a Home Alone... not vibe, but, like, you know, where it's, like, some of that, like, really crazy stuff that Kevin McAllister did, and then, like, you see it in the context of this movie, like, when he, like, throws that dummy into, like, traffic.
Yeah, and, like, causes, like, a 10-car pileup, and then,
like there's no way
question,
nobody didn't die.
Yes, and I love how they, like, say that. They were like, and thankfully, like, there were no major injuries. And I was like, I'm shocked there weren't major injuries. But
like,
you just
that's
have
bullshit.
This, But you just have this moment where it's like, my question is, what does Elijah Wood think they're doing? Like, what does he believe they're going to do? And it's like, then you just see, like, him throw it off. And then, like, there's this, like, look of terror in Elijah Wood's face. And then there's this look of pure joy on Macaulay Culkin's face.
Oh, that was scary.
And it, like, so stays on his face for a good while. And you just see how, like, he's enjoying this, like, misery of these people. And then you just see... But my question is, like, I guess there is that sort of, like, idea of in innocence when you're 12. Oh, yeah, we're just going to take this dummy and we're going to go do something. Like, you're not, I'm sure Elijah was not believing, oh, and he's going to throw it off of, like, the overpass and cause this huge car pileup and find this joy in hoping that people are dying. So I get that. And then that's sort of when it starts to really click for Elijah Wood being like, oh, okay. This goes, even though, like, the first sign of, like, a sociopath usually is, like, harm to animals, and, like, you see how that bothers Elijah Wood versus how it, doesn't bother, and he finds joy in it with, like, Macaulay Culkin's character. Mm-hmm. And, like, those are, like, the first sort of signs, but then when he, like, escalates it to, like, harming humans and, like, being actively and hoping to harm humans, this is where, like, Elijah Wood is like, what is going on? And this is a lot for, like, a 12-year-old to digest. Like, you know?
Yeah, he was just trying to spend, like, the summer here while his dad was on a business trip. Like, he's already having to deal with the trauma of losing his mom, but now he has to deal with the fact that he's got, like, a psycho cousin.
Right?
That, like, won't fucking leave him alone.
It's crazy. Like, it was absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and I gotta say, like, some of the, like, in... the thriller aspects of this, I thought, were done well. You know, like, you're always on edge wondering what Macaulay Culkin is about to do. Because, you know, then there's the part where he harms his sister. And the thing is, like, at first, like, they're just, like, playing. They're playing in the snow. Then they're playing, like, on the ice. And the whole time you're like, God damn it. What's going to happen? Oh, my God. And then, you know, you start to see him by, like, the thin area, and then, you know, it, like, breaks through, and it's, I literally, like, my heart stopped. I was like, this is so scary.
And, like, what they're doing too, that, like, in that scene too, is, like, what I found really strange, like, my dad had, like, come up from work, and he's, like, sitting watching, like, the end of this and with me, and he's sitting there, and, like, when all of the people are just, like, watching this little girl drown, he's like, why isn't there an adult doing anything for a solid, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, dude, and they see not only one child that's, like, straight drowning, there's the other child that, like, is appearing as if he's trying to help, but no, instead he just, like, is finding joy again and knowing that he's doing nothing to help her by, like, putting his hand out where she can't even reach it and, like, letting her drown. Right. Versus, like, no adult helping. I don't know, did they go to get those axes and then come back? And is that what it was? But, like, to me, it's still weird if, like, okay, Johnny's gonna go get an axe, but, like, Jerry's not doing anything to, like, I don't know.
Like, not even, like, going out there? Like, it would seem like an adult would get, like, try to get over there as fast as they could, even if they didn't have... Yeah, like the axes or whatever to, like, break through the ice.
Yeah, it just seems so weird that they're just, like, letting this, like, what, 12-year-old and this, like, 6-year-old just, like, out in the thin ice. Like, okay.
Because it does, it's funny because it does look like he's trying to help her. So, like, are these people like, oh yeah, he's got it.
Like, he's fine.
Well, shit, like, he looks like he's got this under control.
Yeah, we're just gonna go back to skating. He's got this.
Yeah. You guys are cool. All right. Keep hollering if you need something.
Yeah, we don't need the axes, right? Like, I was just like, what?
Oh, and God, then you have, like, so
Elijah
much work.
Freaking out on his way there. He's, like, coming through the crowd, like, he has no skates on, so he's, like, falling down like crazy.
Yeah.
On the ice.
Poor Elijah Wood. He really does go through the ringer in this movie. Yeah, my God. Like, the
little kid was good. He was good from a young age. Like,
He has. He was good in that one little bit in Back to the Future 2 where he roasts Marty McFly for playing a video game.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You use your hands.
Mm. Yeah, this is 20, what year was it? Like, 2015? This 2015. Like, we have flying cars. I'm like, do we? We're 6 years separated
from
that.
Where were they?
Where's my flying car?
Tell me where they are. Where's my hoverboard?
Right?
Where's my actual hoverboard? Not some weird thing on two wheels that looks like it'll kill me.
And it's like, oh, because you're hovering above the ground on wheels. That's not a hoverboard. I want, like, a cool skateboard. Like, I want to see Ryan Sheckler hoverboarding, not skateboarding now. It's 2021, Ryan. Get on your hoverboard. Do your sexy stuff on a hoverboard. But anyways, back from the back to the future. Back to,
yes, back yes. to the future.
Yeah, it's just, there's just so many, like, moments in this that I was just like, what is going on? And, like, the parents never pick up on anything. Like, you kind of realize that your kid's maybe crazy, but no, not at all. Like, the mother slaps him when he's like, I'm pretty sure that he tried to kill his sister. And the mom's like, right. Oh.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, all right.
Well, maybe if you're in hitting children, like, situation, like, of course your kid's going to be crazy.
Yeah. But, like, you don't think it's a little suspicious that this daughter is... Not well. I don't think it was the exact same way, but like the little brother died, like from drowning, and then like she is about to die from drowning. Yeah. Like you're not gonna put that together right away. Well, I guess you wouldn't. Maybe not. But
I mean, if you genuinely don't think that your kid is a psycho,
is capable, yeah.
Not. Like, and I suppose that you want to not immediately believe Elijah Wood. Like, you don't want to believe that your kid tried to kill your other kid. Like. Yeah, go to my husband. By the way, the new kid, yeah, he thinks our son killed somebody. Like, let's do something about this. Like, no, you're going to probably be like to your husband, hey, so some weird stuff Mark has been telling me. Like, feel out the situation. Like, I don't know. Don't slap him, though.
Yeah, no. It's always so, like, weird to me when kids get hit in movies. And I know that, like, they still do it, I think. But, like, it's always so off-putting. Because I get that it's supposed to be, like, a shock. But I always just am like, ugh, that feels lazy.
And I sort of think that that's, like, a coping mechanism. Because I feel like this woman probably believes that there's something wrong with her son. But when somebody says it, you're like, no! Defense. Like, no! Yeah. Boom, yeah. And you're like, okay, cool. Just you can say no. You can just be like, no. You don't have to be like, no, definitely not. I'm a smack. Like, no, of course my son's not a psycho.
Yeah.
Unless you're like, no, my son's probably a psycho and I have to be like, I need to slap this child to prove he's not a psycho.
Okay. Right. But then, so yeah, the little sister, Connie, she doesn't actually die. She gets rescued, but she goes into a coma. And, what's interesting, though, is that, like, she's in a coma, but they, like, keep her... I don't know. Like, the fact that, like, Henry is able to, like, go into her room and still, like, do stuff.
And almost try and kill her.
It's just like, I'm like, why?
He would have killed her.
It's like, there should be, like, just a little bit more protection. Not even if, like, you think your kid is gonna die. It's like, hey, like, more people should just be, like, keeping an eye on your coma kid, in my opinion.
Yeah, or how did your 12-year-old kid get to the hospital? Like, without you knowing, when you're there, like, he has no idea his mom's there. He, like, walks in and he's, like, about to grab the pillow, clearly going to, like, kill his sister, like, finish the job. And then he's like, oh, mom, I didn't see you there.
It's like, what are you doing? It's like,
well, how do you not know where your child is? Or how do you not know where your mom is? Like, who's watching?
Yeah,
who's
like, watching this? You guys aren't actually, like, he's almost at the age where he's old enough to, like, kind of, like, do things on his own, but not really. Like, I don't think when I was 12, like, I couldn't just, like, go out by myself and do stuff. I mean, I guess there's a little bit more, like, suspension of disbelief because, like, maybe little boys are allowed to kind of, like, do whatever they want more. So, but, like, as an only child...
Or where they live type thing versus, like, I did a lot of things as a young child. Like, with my friends. I wasn't necessarily, like, by myself. Right. But it was like, oh, do you want to ride your bike to, you know, like... When my town got a Burger King, you might as well thought that was, like, a Chuck E. Cheese. That's where, like, all the kids hung out when the Burger King came to town. You know? Because otherwise you had to, like... go to a different town to go to Burger King. It's like, oh, let's ride our bikes to Burger King. Oh, my God.
Exciting.
So I definitely did that around that age, but I also lived in, like, a very small town. I didn't, like, live, which is what they sort of live in, this, like, idyllic
Yeah, like,
village,
very rural sort of. Looking, for sure.
Yeah, my dad was like, where the hell is this? And we found out, like, the ending. It was actually shot in Massachusetts, and my dad's like, oh, that makes sense. Like, you know, like with the big grant. But he's like, this is their backyard? This is their backyard. Like, I was like, hey, rich white people, man.
It's very beautiful. It's very beautiful. Yeah. You're right. It's very picturesque, very idyllic, like setting, you know. But yeah, luckily though, because he's like careless as hell and like tried to pull that shit at the hospital, that's when I think the mom like starts to get like suspicious.
Yeah.
And then she finds that like she finds that what was it? Like the duck? The rubber duck?
Yeah.
That was hers in the shed or whatever, and she like finds that.
That's how she puts together that like he probably like what drowned the brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's devastating. Again, like, it is funny, like, the last, like, couple, the movies we've been watching and how it, like, is eventually about the mom kind of turning on the kids, which then, like, then, you know, that puts them in this, like, shitty predicament because it's mm-hmm. like, well, for a couple of them, like, they actually gave birth to these kids. It's like, you are actually my child. What am I supposed to do with this information?
Yes.
You know, like she basically confronts him about the toy and she's like, what? Like, why do you have this? Like, what is it? And it's so fucking creepy when he's all like, that was my toy before him, you know? And you're like, what?
So it shows that there's that jealousy, like, and that he's threatened.
Territorial. He's threatened by, yeah. Like, I think that's probably, you're right. So that's probably why he left his sister alone for so long, because like, there's not really a, competition or you know, there probably isn't, he probably wouldn't mind dividing attention with her just because it's probably not going to be the same sort of attention, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so too. And then when Mark begins to give her attention and she really likes Mark, because you see at points that she's like desperate for attention from somebody in and around her age. And Mark is sweet to her. Mark plays with her. And, like, you know, Henry is just a dick.
Yeah, he just, you know, if he's ignoring, if he's not ignoring her, he's, like, being a dick to her. So, of course, she's going to connect or, like, reach out for someone.
And then you see that Henry starts to become jealous of that.
Yeah.
And then that's when he's like, well, let's just get rid of her.
All right, time to go.
You know? It's crazy.
Luckily, so like after that then, so like the mom is like super suspicious, is like, you know, trying to figure that whole thing out.
As you should be.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's very,
Now it's like,
this is very distressing. It's like, so you have one kid under your belt and half of another one because this one's in a coma.
Yeah.
So then, you know, I think, like, she does try to handle it as well as she can, because she's, like, talking to him and, like, trying to figure out what exactly, not so much what he knows, but, like, maybe, like, trying to figure out the severity of what he's done, because, you know, she probably hopes that, like, maybe the whole thing with the little brother, with Richard, was some sort of accident, you know, because she's, like, asking him and is like, hey, what happened, like, you know, you can talk to me, like, you can, you know, trying to, like, set the scene. And basically, he's, like, you know, I think at one point she finally says, like, did you kill him? And he's, like, what if I did? You know, or, like, something like that. And you're, like, what? Oh, my God.
Yeah. There were a lot of, like, those batshit moments and, like, where you just kind of said, what?
Yeah, like, where your blood runs cold. You're, like, oh, my God.
You're like, this little kid is pure
evil.
And he knows he's evil. Like, oh, that's the thing. Like, being, like, of sound mind for the most part. Like, you know, I'm wacky, but, like, I'm not mentally ill. And you understand that there are, like, just, like, this sort of, like, mental illness. Like, the way it manifests that you just have no, like, care for others, or no, not even just a care for others, that you like find a joy in the pain of others. It's like, what? Like, how? Like, I don't know. It's just so weird. That just seems like such an odd way to live.
Yeah.
But like, to them, that's the only way to live. And you're like, what?
Well, and I think that is what, like, they kind of illustrate the differences between like a sociopath and a psychopath. Because I guess, like, with a sociopath, like, a sociopath just doesn't really empathize or like understand others, I think. Like, they might do shitty things, but like a psychopath is the one that kind of just like takes joy, you know, in hurting others and causing mayhem and stuff like that. And I gotta say, Macaulay Culkin plays a very convincing psychopath. It's crazy.
Yeah, like very, 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 very true.
Yeah.
Like, woof.
Mm-hmm. And then, so basically what ends up happening, though, is that, like, there's, like, this crazy cliff on, like, the side, you know, by their house, I guess.
Like, an unnecessary cliff.
No, like, incredibly unnecessary. Like, you look over it and you're like, holy shit, like, what is this?
I don't think I'd let my kids play in our yard knowing, no. Like, because, like, even if your child's not a sociopath, shit happens. You can slip off a cliff.
Yeah, no, because, like, it's, like, one of those, like, things, like, honestly, it looks like it could be, like, over, I mean, it's just, like, very imposing. It really does just, like, go right down.
Yeah, it, like, looks like that creepy guy from that movie where he's all, like, I'm going to free solo all this shit, would look at that thing and be, like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, yeah, because, like, it's really, it's just, like, it's insane. It's an insane cliff.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, she's basically saying she wants to get him help, and then he freaks out, and he, like, runs off. And so it's, like, him and Mark, and they start, like, tussling, and, like, they're fighting. And, of course, because, you know, it's the end of the movie, they both end up where they're dangling over the side of the cliff, and the mom has both by, like, both of her arms. And
strong woman.
Yeah, super strong. If it had been me, we'd all three have, like, gone head over
ass. We've been dead.
Yeah. We were all dead. Be like, all right, bye. I have no arm strength. So, like, literally, they would have grabbed
arm them. Strength is crazy. Like, you don't realize. And, like, the arms are such an interesting beast that I'm like, oh, I've got, like, good definition on, like, a certain part of my arms. I'm like, oh, I can, like, do 20 pounds, like, per arm. I'd go to try to do a push-up, and I'm like, nope.
Yeah, like, no, can't do a push-up. Like,
it's so weird.
It's wild. It's wild. But, like, also, too, like, push-ups to me are insane because I'm just like, you are really just trying to, like, push the earth away from you. And, like, I just can't do it. I don't know if it's all mental or what it is, but I am unable to do a push-up.
Oh, push-ups are insanely difficult. Like, I'll look and, like, see a dude doing a push-up, and I'll be like, all right, he's strong.
Yeah,
right. Or I'll see a chick doing a push-up, and I'll be like, that bitch is extra strong. Yeah,
seriously. And I'm just like, teach me your ways. How do you do
it? Yeah, like, all these girls at the gym, I'm like, so you have the body I want, so let's be friends, so you tell me what, because I know I can come in the gym and do this, you just tell me what you eat, because, like, I'll eat what you eat.
Yeah, just tell me, like, give me a detailed diet, and I will follow it to a T.
And then, like, watch her be like, I just eat a lot of M&Ms, I'll be like, bitch, get away.
Yeah, leave me alone, never mind, I don't want to talk to you anymore. But yeah, so, you know, she's got both of them, and of course it's now, like, the choice of, like, oh, do I save my son, or do I save this good, the good kid, basically. And, you know, it's very tense, because, like, what a fucking dilemma to be in, you know, because even though you know that in the screenplay it's like, okay, well, obviously she should pick, like, Elijah Wood, but, like, you actually see her struggle with it, and you're like, fuck, like, this is my kid, like, what are you supposed to do? And, like, that part where she finally, like, when she lets go of Macaulay Culkin's arm, and she, like, turns away because she can't look, and it's like, fuck, that's, I actually thought it was, like, it was done in a very effective way.
Really, yeah.
But, yeah, so, she saves Mark, and...
Yes. Oh. And, like, you can see Mark, like, really slipping in that moment. And then she still has, like, a pretty good grasp on Henry. And then Henry just, like, he's doing the whole, I love you, Mom. Like, I love you, Mom.
Yeah.
Like, pull me up.
Like, mommy, I need both mommy, your hands. Let me up. Yeah. Mommy. And it's
so fucking unsettling.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, that would have made me be like, I need to drop him. Because then, you know, if he drops freaking Mark, freaking Macaulay Culkin's going to jump up there and probably toss her over.
Yeah, right?
So, yeah, like, she saved herself and Mark.
Right. But that was the thing. That was the crazy thing, was that he, that even like up until that moment of death, like he was still able to perform, like he was still able to do that, you know, that bit that he's done his whole life with like the, you know, the angelic voice and like sounding like a sweet kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very disturbing. But yeah, it's interesting because then, you know, she pulls him up. They like go back in and there's this whole part where Mark is like, he's wondering if she would like make the same decision again. Because I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why that would be going on in his head.
That was also like a really weird, like there had been no voiceover. And then all of a sudden there's just like this, I have a problem with voiceover.
Yeah.
It's like utilized terribly.
Well, cause like this was utilized poorly because this seemed like they didn't know how to end the movie. You know what I mean? Like clearly, I mean, I think it would have been more powerful if like they just like went inside and like, I don't know, she like gave him a glass of milk or something. Like clearly just like, integrating him into the family. With them
on the cliff too, I would have
been or that like, too, that instead actually
of this like
yeah no but then yeah, there was
instead
this
of that like aerial shot of him like standing by himself and like talking about how it's like, well, what if she had if she had a do-over? It's like, dude, like
it's like, I don't know why you're thinking about that, you crazy, like relax.
Yeah, be thankful you're alive and that like she just rid the world of this crazy person.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god.
Be happy. This guy would have grown up and become like Wolf of Wall Street or something.
Right?
Or he would have been like a lady Basic Instinct.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. So that's basically the end of The Good Son. Mm-hmm. Where would you put this on the like garbage meter?
Oh, it's like tough because there were times where I was just like, oh, this is kind of boring. It's like dragging, even though for like it's only like an hour and 27 minutes, but it felt longer until you get to like the end.
Yeah.
And the end like really ramps it up. Like I'd say from like the time he like throws his sister into like the thin ice, from there on, it like really picks up. But like prior to that, I'm just like, oh, okay, like whatever. Like whatever. He shot, like he's clearly evil. He shot a fucking dog. So to me, you shoot a fucking dog, I should fucking shoot you. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. You harm a dog. Like you could kill a cat and I'd be like, whatever. I don't like cats. But you kill a dog, you should just be like, you should die the same way that dog died. Like, anytime I'm, like, driving my car and I see, like, a person with a dog, like, jump out in front of me and I was like, oh, God, man, I would have been fine hitting you. But if I hit your damn dog?
It's like, I would have to go away for a little while.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, yeah, so I would have and I killed the dog. You also killed the person. Yeah, so. Because my mom always says, well, that person has a better chance of survival than the poor dog does. And I was like, it's so true. Yeah. But anyways, so outside of that, like I don't know, like it was kind of garbage. Like I feel like it was
solid, garbage movie. Like I had a good time. And like you said, like by the time it like starts like getting into like the meat and potatoes of the movie, you're like, all right, true, this is good stuff. This is great.
Yeah, I had fun with the ending, but there's just like
The pacing is weird, though. The pacing is weird because I wonder if they were trying to do, like, oh, let's, like, try to, like, trick these people into thinking it's, like, a coming-of-age drama or something. So let's, like, meander a little bit. But, like, it didn't really work. Like,
90s. Except there's, like, kind of that early on where, like, they're in a treehouse and he, like Elijah Wood falls and he grabs him. And he's like, well, he says it so creepily, too. He's like, well, if I let you go, do you think you'd fly? And I'm like, right? What?
Yeah. No, like, it's like, it's very weird.
Elijah Wood's like, no. No, I can't fly. Definitely can't fly.
Definitely
like,
not.
Pull me up. Yeah.
It's so funny. But you know what's cool is that, like, I remember reading somewhere that Macaulay Culkin's dad was like, hey, he'll do Home Alone 2 if he can do this movie. Which I think is interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like, he knew, I mean, obviously Home Alone 2, you want to do it, because, like, that's gonna pay your bills for a while, but, like,
tons of money.
The interesting thing is, like, him being like, oh, no, my son should be in this movie, like, advocating for him to be in this one.
And they were, like, stage parents, too.
Oh, for sure.
The Culkins, like, super stage parents. So, like, kind of being like, my son's gotta play the crazy person before he goes back and plays the other crazy person.
Yeah.
Before you stick him in New York.
So, yeah, but I feel the same way, though, about, like, I would say it's, like, solidly garbage because...
Garbage, there's
pacing issues. It's a fun movie. Like, if you catch it somewhere, like, I definitely recommend it, but...
Yeah, I feel like it seems like this would be, like, a movie that'd be on TNT.
Like, all the time, like, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, like a TNT movie. If it's on, just catch it. But I will say, like, the acting with Elijah Wood and Macaulay Culkin is top-notch.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
especially
great.
For their age.
My God,
like,
no,
that's
for
the
sure.
interesting thing. Like, a movie can be kind of shitty, but still have good acting in it, which, to me, is even more impressive if, like, you're kind of in this world of shit. But
yeah.
You're doing something really good within the world of shit. Like, there's this new movie that's coming out with Tom Holland, whom I'm going to marry. That, like,
you heard it here, folks.
Yeah, it's happening. Tom, hit me up, baby. So, like, it's this movie called Cherry, and, like, every review for it that I've been reading is that this movie's a piece of shit, but that Tom Holland's, like, really, really good in it.
That's cool.
So yeah. I'm like, wow, if you put somebody who's really, really good in shit, what will they be like in a good movie?
Well, no, it's true, but that's why I feel like it happened a lot more in the 80s and 90s, is that, like, these scripts were kind of whatever, but then you had these really great actors that would, like, elevate them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I don't
Which
know if
impressive.
It's just, like, the training was better or, like, people just, like, what happened? But, like, now, though, it does seem like we just have, like, a lot of bad scripts and, like, the acting is whatever. And you're like, oh,
it's
all right.
The acting is just, like, or if somebody's really, really good, you're like, oh, they're not American.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
the training in America has become that, like, if you are sexy, you're going to get work and it doesn't really matter if you're good or not.
Right. Yeah.
But, like...
Like, become an influencer,
like, these people train.
Basically.
Sure, they can be, like, sexy and be not good, like KJ Apa. Or they can be sexy and good, like a Margot Robbie.
Yeah, no, it's
know?
True.
So
it's
it works.
True.
It works both ways. But usually there's, like, this influx of, like, Australians and the people from the UK that, like, train really hard.
Like, classically,
outside
too.
Of how they look.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, those people, you're like, oh... That's why they're good.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, think about it. Like, think about Greta Gerwig's Little Women. All of them were British.
Yes.
Every single one of them.
Like, I find that hysterical.
Yeah.
Like, not a single March sister is American.
Was American. Not one. And it's funny, though, because, like, the worst one, in my opinion, was Hermione Granger. The one, the one from Harry Potter.
She's not the best actor. Like, I like Hermione's a great character, and, like, but, like, watching Emma Watson try to do an American accent is painful.
It's painful.
And she looks like she's in pain.
I'm like, what's going on with your, like, does your mouth hurt? It looks like it hurts.
I was like, that's the one thing I'll give KJ Apa. He may not be a good actor. He might be really good to look at. That dude does an amazing American accent.
Yeah, I will say, like, he just seems like a not great American actor. So the fact that he's not American, like, he already has, like, a little bit more skill than you, like, than the regular dude.
Like, he's super watchable, which I think in and of itself is, like, I watched that stupid religious movie not because he's really good to look at, but because he's, like, watchable, too.
Yeah.
There can be, like, really good-looking dudes that just are not watchable.
No, it's
like,
true.
Like, KJ
true.
Is good-looking, not the greatest actor, but he's so damn watchable.
He just,
know?
He has, like, a quiet charisma to him, because I wouldn't say he's, like, flashy. He doesn't draw a lot of attention to himself, but it's like what you said. Yeah, he's very watchable. Like, you know, I'll occasionally put on an episode of Riverdale to have on in the background. And, I mean, that show is bonkers.
That show, I stopped because I was just like, I can't anymore.
What is going
on?
Too
much. I was like, there's, like, supernatural shit? No, thanks.
There's that. There's cults. There's serial killers. I was like, oh, my goodness. This is crazy. Just, like, take the SATs. My God.
Get out of town. Leave Riverdale, please.
Yeah, clearly Riverdale is the issue.
Yeah, so leave it.
But, yeah. What would you say, like... would be, like, a batshit moment for you in this movie.
There were so many. I think the moment that made me Yeah, I think a moment that really made me go, holy shit, was probably the scene where he throws that dummy just, like, so, like, willy-nilly off of the
overpass. Oh, just, like, so nonchalant. Like, oops!
Like, like, oops! Like, oh, my bad. Like, like, okay. Like, and then, like, Elijah Wood's like, oh. And then it's, like, it is an amazing pileup. Like,
oh, my God. Shit. No, it's crazy.
It, like, was amazing that nobody got seriously injured. Like, I could maybe be like, oh, okay, it wasn't super high speed, so maybe, okay, if nobody dies. But, like, they were like, oh, no major injury. So I'm like, everybody just got out of their car and was like, oh, I guess this was a lot of damage here, but we're all fine. And
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah. Really? Even the person on the very, very bottom, no major injuries, yeah. Not even a one, that's crazy.
I was like, okay, cool. Good for that accident, having zero major injuries.
But, yeah.
Like, wow.
But yeah, I feel like I didn't have, like, one specific one, but there were so many moments where, like, Macaulay Culkin would say something, and I was like, what the fuck?
When he spoke, or, like, in the beginning, like there's even those, like, little minuscule moments where, like, they're just eating, like, lobster at the table because it's Maine. That's apparently all you do in Maine is eat lobster. But, like, he straight, like, kicks Elijah Wood good in the shin, and then like Elijah Wood at first is like, yo, but then he's like, oh, we're 12, so I'm gonna kick you back, and it's like playful, but we know it's not, like, we'll learn that, like, nothing
because it was jarring.
Does is playful.
Yeah but then so Elijah Wood is like, oh yeah, haha, kick. So like kick softens back, like, it.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh shit.
Yeah But, yeah, good job, Macaulay Culkin. Good job, Elijah Wood. You all, oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. It was, these were great performances.
absolutely. Like, you had me terrified. Seriously. Like, if Macaulay Culkin is around, I'm going to be a little, like,
wary. Like, okay. Definitely going to sleep with one eye open.
Yeah, keep a little distance. Brenda Song must see more in him than any of us do, because she sleeps soundly next to him.
So. Hey man, he's been bagging hot girls for like 25 years. He was with Mila.
He's Kunis, like, kind of cute. Like, there's a cuteness factor to him, and like, I feel like he's probably actually like a really good guy once you get through the trauma of like what his upbringing was.
Oh, for sure. You know? I'm sure. He seems very interesting, and his book was good. And he wrote that, I think, when he was like in his like early 20s or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, because I think I was in high school when it came out. Yeah, but he came to the borders in Torrance, so we like went to like get the book
that's
signed.
Cool. Yeah. That's cool.
And baby Mila Kunis was like in the background, like we didn't really know who she was. Like, she was like, the girl from the 70s show, obviously, but like we didn't really know, you know.
Her, yeah, that's so crazy though. She dated him for like a long time.
Yeah, it was like 8 or 9
years. Like a while with nothing manifesting, which is kind of intriguing.
Yeah,
you know, that you're like, if I'm with a guy for like 9 years and I don't marry him, I'm gonna be like weird. Outside of like maybe like I was 15,
which I think she was 15. Pretty young.
She probably was pretty young, actually.
Because yeah, I think
it's
like
interesting that like
yeah, I think yeah,
like,
I think
full circle. Like,
did yeah,
she just ends up marrying Ashton Kutcher. It's like, okay,
her first kiss, god, that is kind
yeah,
of romantic.
So
though.
That is, it's so cute. Or it's just like so funny that like both of them throughout that 70s show, mainly because he was so much older than her, she was like, oh yeah, I didn't even like have a crush on him. She was like, he was just the guy that helped me with like my science homework,
right?
And he's like, yeah, well, she was like 15, so I wasn't being like, damn,
right?
You know, because he's like, I'm not a creep. But when they both got older and they like reconnected, it's like, oh, like that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute. Love finds
a
way.
Where's my boy that the only one that like was my cute little like junior high boyfriend is like marrying someone, so like that ship has sailed.
Oh, but, man. Hey. Yeah.
Anyways.
All right, well, that's this episode of Sweet Sweet mm-hmm. Garbage. Next week we'll be doing one of the OG bad kid movies, and it's going to be mm-hmm. The Bad Seed. Excited for that. Very excited. And yeah, thanks guys for listening.
Thank you.
Subscribe to us, hit us up on Instagram or Twitter. We love hearing from you guys. So yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Bye.
Sweet, sweet garbage, baby.
Sweet, sweet gravity.